All right. Welcome to Murder Swipe Live. I'm Johnny. And you're probably wondering, where is Ryan? Where could he be? Where is Ryan? Where is my best friend Ryan? He's always with me when I do these shows. Not tonight, folks. And to be honest, who knows if he'll ever return? Because Ryan suffers from being a big, big, lazy jerk. That's right, folks. I'm saying it here on the podcast live. And the reason I say it's live is because we are live. For the first time ever, you can now not only, you know, be working out, maybe you're cleaning your house, maybe you're watching your kids play at the park while you listen to Murder Swipe, or you can now log into Twitch and see it stream live and interact with me live right here in my little apartment on my little couch. So there's that. Isn't that cool? Anyway, back to Ryan. Ryan and I just have crazy schedules. And you know how life goes. So he is, he's not with us right now. And we're trying something new. We're going to do the podcast. We're going to do the Twitch. And we're going to combine them, solidarity, into whatever the hell this becomes. So during the podcast, I'll be able to interact with you, and, who knows what will happen. We don't know what will happen. Again, I'm Johnny, and this is Murder Swipe. So, what I want to get to right off the bat is I recently saw a movie. Oh, my sister Mary. My sister Mary is here with us. Hi, Mary. And I just want to see, that's the kind of craziness that you can expect now from the show. I'm going to be talking to a computer that you can't see. And that's why you got to get involved live. But I saw a movie called Hostiles on Netflix. And it stars Christian Bale. A.K.A. The Dark Knight. A.K.A. The Dark Knight Rises. A.K.A. Batman Begins. That was kind of out of order, but you get the drift. And can I just say that Christian Bale is my favorite Batman of all time? This is gonna stir the pot. This is gonna cause a lot of feedback, possibly negative, if anybody actually listens to this. Because I know guys my age, they're going to be like, Keaton, bro! Michael Keaton is the best Batman. Now, you know in your heart, Michael Keaton is not the best Batman. You know that you can't picture Michael Keaton leaving Wayne Manor and beating up bad guys. It's just not his thing. He's not jacked like Christian Bale. Christian Bale, I can see him doing this in real life. Maybe not when he was that skinny guy in that movie that he shot where he smoked a bunch of crack. But in Batman, he's jacked. He's smooth. And, alright, granted, his Batman voice is kind of... It's shitty. I'm not wearing hockey pads. That's a shitty... that's a shitty... Batman voice, okay? But he's the best Batman. He's my favorite Batman. You know, look at who he's competing with. Well, what's that other guy, the old guy? Adam West? Adam West is a comical Batman. He's fun, but he's definitely not the best Batman. And Ben Affleck shouldn't even be allowed to be in the conversation. Ben Affleck is single-handedly ruining Batman. Ruining it. Just because you take all the steroids, and, like, do a workout montage in order to beat up an even shittier Superman, doesn't mean you get to play Batman. Ben Affleck. Oh, now see, this is like the Kevin Bacon game. Ben Affleck was in a movie where he was really good in Gone Girl. Who else is in that? Rosamund Pike, who is in Hostiles with Christian Bale. Boom, we're back. We're back to Hostiles. And Rosamund Pike, Christian Bale, Ben Foster, just make the... man, I'm into Westerns now. I'm into Westerns now. So, this movie is so good. And I'm not afraid to say it. I'll say it live, right here, on Twitch. And I'll say it in your earbuds, later on Murder Swipe. I cried. That's right. I cried when Rosamund Pike leaned over in the tent and gave Christian Bale a hug. I did! I mean, the guy has just had a shitty go, man. His friends are all dying. He's got to go on this fucked up mission to save an Indian who killed a bunch of his friends. And you know what? Maybe I shouldn't say Indian. Native American. But I mean, they're not very nice to the Native Americans in this movie. So, he's got this shitty mission with a bunch of shitty Apache or Comanche Indians. They're chasing after him, and everybody's dying, and his life just sucks. And Rosamund Pike, just at the shittiest moment for Christian Bale, she just reaches over. She's like, "Come here, Christian Bale." And she just gives him a little snuggle. A little tense snuggle. And I cried. Tears down my face. Does that make me gay? Maybe. It's possible. But, you know, I've been called gay before, so who cares? Anyway, highly recommend Hostiles. And also, I started watching a show called The Innocents. The Innocents? On Netflix. So we'll get... I don't know if I like it yet. But I know that Guy Pearce is in it. And Guy Pearce is... I mean, come on. Guy Pearce is Guy Pearce. You gotta love Guy Pearce. So... I just wanted to address the fact that I'm watching something new, and I want you all to watch it at the same time that I watch it so that we can talk about it together. You know? Do you guys have that issue? Like, if you're watching something, you need to have, like, your peers give you feedback about what you're watching. Do you have that issue? I have that issue. And I get, like, very defensive, like, when somebody tells me to watch something, because I don't like it when someone tells me to watch something, but then I love when I'm able to talk to somebody about what I'm watching, so it's just, like, it doesn't make sense. Maybe I should just watch everything and not be so standoffish when people tell me to watch things. Mary is telling me to watch Godless, a Western on Netflix, and I'm like, I looked at it last night, and I know that I had this conversation with her about watching a new Western, but like, then I was like, I don't want to watch it. She told me to watch it. I don't want to watch it. And so I started watching The Innocents, because you know, it makes no fucking sense. But that's how my brain works. That's how my brain works. So anyway, Hostiles, great movie. Don't be a big tough guy and act like you're not gonna cry when Christian Bale gets snuggled. And if you think that Christian Bale is not the best Batman, I want you to write to me at murderswipe@gmail.com and tell me why. You tell me why Christian Bale isn't the best Batman, and I will read it here next week and tell you how fucking wrong you are. So there's that. The last time we did Murder Swipe, I think, might have been about 6 months ago. And I'm not really sure. I'm thinking it was around Christmas time, somewhere in there. So it's been a while. But I had just, we had just changed the name, and we started the email. And I want to tell you that over 6 months, we have accrued one fucking email, people. One email. Now I get the stats on how many people listen. It's not a lot, but it's not one. It's not one. So what I need from you guys is to send me shit to read so that I don't have to think of shit to say. You know, can you do my job? Can you do my job? Can you do my job? Can you do my job for me? I know you can do my job. I don't do anything. This isn't a job. I'm sitting on a couch after my job, just talking into my phone. So you can definitely do that. But can you do that for me? By writing to murderswipe@gmail.com and ask a question. Maybe give some stupid opinion that I can pick apart. Maybe I like it. Maybe you want to talk about farts. I like talking about farts. In fact, I love talking about farts. Have you seen Paul Flart, this security guard that's trending? All he does is fart on Instagram. I need that. I wish that I was genius enough to just record every fart that I have and become Paul Flart. It's genius. I'm like speechless about it. It makes me feel like I'm just going in the wrong direction with my life. So, anyway, email is murderswipe@gmail.com. That's murderswipe@gmail.com. You write in, you tell me some dumb shit, and, you know, I'm gonna read it. So, to start it off, for the very first time, people, we are going to read Murder Swipe's only email. And, oh my gosh, this was dated December 17th, 2017. And I'm going to tell you, I feel bad that I didn't continue doing the podcast as much. We are going to do this on a weekly basis, along with a bunch of Twitch streams and things like that. But the podcast, I'll record it once a week. I don't know, I'll record it when I fucking feel like it. God! You know, that's another thing. Why is everybody so fucking busy? Why is everybody so busy? Ryan's busy. My friend Josh is always so fucking busy. How are they so busy? What are you so busy doing? They're not busy. They're not fucking busy. Fuck you. Fuck you and you're busy. I don't even... Fuck it. Anyway. This is December 17th, 2017. Hey, Murder Swipers. I like that. Make sure you address everyone involved, okay? Hey, Murder Swipers. Oh, there's some questions here. And some of these don't... I mean, remember, this is December. Why do Americans care so much about English royalty? So that was right around the time of... It was the royal wedding, I'm assuming, right? Who got married? Harry? Did Harry get married? Is that his name? Harry got married? Who did Harry get married to? Let's look that up. Let's see. Why do Americans care about English royalty? Apparently, I don't care that much about English royalty. But why do Americans care about English royalty? Maybe it's like, you know... It's like those fucking people. I'll tell you what Americans, and this is most of America in my opinion, okay? The people that care about, I don't even need to look up who the fuck Harry, when Harry married Sally, because he met her. That's a movie, that's how it happened. So, The reason Americans care about English royalty is the same reason, and it's the same people that, like, they get older, and when I say older, I mean, like, they're not kids anymore, and they, like, they love Disney. They love Disney World. Like, I just had this conversation with technically a full-grown man. Who's like, dude, yeah, I'm planning my next trip to Disney World. Well, let's go over this. Full-grown man. He's a grown-ass man. No kids. And single. And, well, the single doesn't even matter, because if he was going with, like, another grown-ass woman or another grown-ass man or whoever he was going with, no kids, there is no reason to go to Disney World if you're in a fucking adult. And the people that, like, get older and like Disney World are like, oh my god, Disney World. I'm like, dude, do you remember Aladdin and how good that movie is? And Little Mermaid, and it's like, the Prince of fucking Wales just married. These are people that, like, believe in princes and princesses and, like, ha-ha-ha-ha-ha, and they're fucking idiots. That's why Americans love English royalty. That's why adult Americans love Disney World. They're fucking idiots, and they don't want to grow the fuck up. These are the same people that dress up on Halloween. And if you listen to past episodes, I don't dress up on Halloween. I'm a grown-ass man! Next question. Let's see. Will detangler shampoo untangle my Christmas lights? No. No, it won't. It's fucking shampoo. It might help, though. You know, like, electricians, they lube up wires to, like, get them through things. And, this is not, like, a sex trip. They do that. They do that. My dad's an electrician. They put lube on the wires and make them go through things. It's not a sex trip. They lube up the wire and they put it in the hole. So, yeah, maybe detangler will untangle Christmas lights. I love that we're reading a December Christmas-themed, holiday-themed email right now in the heat of August. If cars are going to be self-driving in the future, does that mean having a drink in the back seat will be okay? Yeah, get fucking hammered in your Tesla. I'm sure that's fine. I mean, it wouldn't be okay for me, because, like, you know, I'm an alcoholic, and I would just get... why stop in the car? Why stop on Monday? Why ever stop? But yeah, like, if your car's gonna drive you, fucking get wasted. I endorse that. That sounds good. Should Sister McDevitt be a regular on the show? Like Robin to Howard Stern. I like this email. Yeah, I would love to have my sister Mary take Ryan's place on this show. And if you think so too, write in. If you're listening right now, if you're wondering, boy, you know, maybe we could rename the podcast from Murder Swipe to McDevitt Swipe. Ooh, this is good. This email gets better and better. And, are we headed towards World War III with North Korea? I feel like no. Now? I'm pretty political, though. So, maybe yes. And, this is a two-part question. Is it going to be more like BattleBots with all the newfangled technology? I don't know, but I was running on a treadmill yesterday, and there's all these TVs, and I don't know if it was a commercial or a music video, but they had those, like, robot dogs, like, running in the desert, and they all, like, were, like, different colors, and, like, I remember seeing that robot dog, like, maybe a year or two ago on YouTube. The one that, like, when it falls, it's like, and it, like, stops itself from falling, and then it, like, creepily is like, and just gets back up. And now they have them on commercials and or music videos. And if you know what music video that is, tell me, because I want to watch it again. And I don't feel like Googling it. Sincerely, Unconcerned Citizen. Let me tell you, Unconcerned Citizen, I appreciate you. I appreciate everything you're doing in this email from December. And it only took me January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August. It only took me, how much is that? That's eight. That's only 8 months. That's how much I appreciate you. I've been thinking about the answers to these questions for 8 months and just decided to record my answers now. So, I just want to thank you. I want to thank you for what you're doing. Also, if you are following along on Twitch right now, give me a follow. Give me a follow. I kind of started out playing video games and shit, but I suck at video games. I mean, you know, I don't know. And, you know, I'd much rather just kind of be myself and play podcaster. I want to play podcaster. So anyway, we're going to be doing a lot more just kind of live, me shooting the shit kind of streams. So please give me a follow. Let me know that you like what I'm doing. And I know the chat is going on. Oh, look, my cousin Megan for the auto host. My cousin Megan with the auto host. She's hosting my channel. This is being spread amongst you. Spread amongst you. Meow, Megan, thank you. And so, yes, you can follow me on Twitch. If you're listening on Murder Swipe, listen, I know this is all discombobulated. I'm an old man trying to figure out what the hell is going on. So I'm recording a podcast while streaming live. And I'm going to tell you a secret, guys. My phone right now is stacked up like it's a fucking Jenga game on some books. And then I have an iPad, which I think is recording. I don't fucking know. It might be recording. It looks like it's recording. It could be recording. That recording will be posted on the podcast, on the Apple Podcast app. Under Murder Swipe. So you can go in there, you can subscribe for free, and it just will download into your podcast. And then also, if you're listening to the podcast, vice versa, go on to Twitch. You can make a free account and just follow Philly Paycheck. Philly Paycheck is my Twitch channel name, and it'll give you updates of when I go live. You can tune in, you can ask questions, you can say, "Hey, Philly, why are you wearing that stupid tank top again?" And I'll be like, "Listen, this is my going out tank top. You know, this is my going out tank top. I love this tank top." So there's that. There's all the information that you need to know. What else did I want to talk about tonight? Oh, here's something. So I took my very first spin class today. Remember in the beginning of this stream how I said that I cried when Christian Bale got a hug and that, I might be gay? Well, now I'm probably gay. yeah, I took a spin class, alright? I want to see what it's all about. I like riding bikes, and, so I took a spin class, and here's what I realized. I sweat on a level that is so far and beyond everyone else in the entire world. Like, it's not okay. It's not okay. I look to my right, there's this girl, she's riding hard, she's killing it. Not a drop of sweat. Not even a sheen of sweat. Look to my left, another guy. He's riding, mildly aggressive. Not much sweat. Maybe a little bit of perspiration. I am pouring sweat. Pouring sweat. To the point where afterwards, it literally looks like someone had taken a garden hose and just sprayed me and the bike and the floor around me with sweat. It's a garden hose with sweat. Salty, salty, Johnny sweat all over the place. And I'm just wondering, like, is that because... Is that some... What is that? Why? Why is that? And, I don't understand why I sweat like a pig. A pig. And it was embarrassing because after the class, the instructor comes up to me and she's like, you're a pig. No. She comes up to me and says, she's like explaining to me, like how the bike works, like, oh, you can hit this button for your lap times, and, she was, like, being cool. I just, when anybody, I do anybody's voice, it's gonna be like this, because that's just how everyone in my entire life sounds. Everyone that talks to me, their voice sounds like this. Like, oh, do you want a bag with that? Oh, do you want your receipt? John, even if they're being completely nice. So I don't understand. Anyway, so she comes up to talk to me, and I am standing in a puddle of my own sweat, just covered in sweat. And it's embarrassing. It was embarrassing. And like, she's trying to show me the buttons on the bike, and like, she, like, goes to touch one of the buttons, and the whole screen is covered in sweat. It's fucking gross, and I need to figure out what's going on. Am I drinking too much water? What's the issue here? So, I don't know, people. I don't know what's going on. So, let's see. Let's check in on the chat room, see what people are saying. We have W for nuts. Hey, I'm 25 years old with a height of 185 centimeters and a bodybuilder. My dad is dying and I have a lot of money. I love you and I want to spend the rest of my life with you. Marry me. Pfft, duh, that's a hard yes. For sure. You're a bodybuilder and your dad is dying and you have a lot of money. And you have the name Nuts. For those listening on the podcast, you know, sometimes I like to check in on the chat. And I don't know what that message means. I don't know what it means. W for Nuts? What does W for Nuts mean? Like wild? I'm wild for nuts? I don't know. I don't know what W for Nuts means. And I surely, I mean, you know, marriage is a big step, but you do have a lot of money, you know? And I've been thinking about it, and maybe I need to just give up on trying to, like, have a real relationship and just find somebody who's willing to pay my bills. You know? Like, just pay my bills and I'll be your pool boy. That doesn't sound so bad. Is that wrong? I'll just work out and take care of the kids. And you pay all the bills. But we gotta have some stipulations. Couple rules if I'm gonna be the pool boy. I need at least 2 months paid vacation without you, okay?
You know, I need to go on vacation by myself. We can take a vacation together, but I need at least 2 months vacation on my own, you know? Because, because, you know, it just sounds good. That sounds like a good deal. You get me for 10 months, because, you know, I'm so fucking desirable. Really desirable. Yeah. Paid vacation? That's included. What else do I need? There always has to be, yogurt and granola and peanut butter in the kitchen. If it ever runs out, I want a divorce. Okay? What else? What else is really important to me? That's about it. So, paid vacation, yogurt, granola, and peanut butter. And then I'm in. So, is that good? Guys, I don't know. I'm just riffing here. I don't know what to fucking say. I got somebody saying they want to marry me, and, hey, I'll marry you. I like the lead-in with the have a lot of money. Because if you know anything about me, that's the only way I'm marrying somebody is if they have a lot of fucking money. A ton of money. All the money. I don't want to ever work again. I don't want to work. I don't want to do anything. Ugh. So anyway, what the fuck was I talking about before I just got proposed to? I don't know. We had fan questions. We talked about... What was I talking about? Tell me. Oh, sweaty bike. So anyway, I have a sweat issue. I'm sweaty. Speaking of wild for nuts, I am a fucking sweaty ball bag of fucking nuts. And something needs to be done about it. I don't know. Maybe I'm wearing the wrong clothes. I did take that spin class in a parka. Wah, wah. So, spin class, Christian Bale. I might be gay. I don't know. Is there anything else? I don't know. Oh! Well, tomorrow is my fantasy draft for the fantasy football league I'm in. And I'll be honest, I'm not that fucking excited. And I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is this year. I love fantasy football. But I don't know what it is this year. I'm just not, I don't have that bug. See, alright, so in this fantasy league, this is my fault, but I am, like, known for talking shit on the message board, which has been grand, it's been fun, but to be honest, maybe it's because I'm getting old, maybe I just don't feel like doing it anymore. It just brings up a lot of, like, negative, yeah, and, like, I have to be all creative about the insults, and, you know what, it just, meh. I don't want to do it. I don't fucking do it anymore. And then, so if I don't feel like talking shit, what fucking fun is it? Cheering on players on teams that I don't fucking care about? For a sport that I'm mildly into? I'm not even that into it. I'm into the Eagles. I am a fucking Eagles fan. Football fan? Meh. Meh. You know? So, and besides, I work in a sports bar. So, like, every fucking major sporting event is just a super fucking busy day of work. That's what sporting events equate to in my brain. Not like, oh shit, fucking Eagles are playing today, I'm gonna get up and watch them. No, I'm gonna get up and get my dick punched in by a million drunk idiot fans all want buffalo wings, cheesesteak egg rolls, fried chicken, and steak bites, and french fries, tater tots. I don't know why I'm talking like that, but maybe that's what it is about football for me, is that football equals I have to work way harder than I normally would, and I don't want to do that, and I don't even get to watch the games. Like, I can see, I can, like, you know, check in on the game, and I can hear the, but I don't get to watch the games, I don't get to sit and enjoy them, so, it's been difficult. It's been, I don't know, I just don't have the same oomph that I normally do when I head into a fantasy football season. Also, I have the 9th pick, and I wanted fucking Barkley, and I know he's not going to drop, and it's a bitch. So, there's that. I don't know, what do you guys think? Who's on your fantasy team this year? Who is a must-have on your fantasy football team this year? Is it Barkley? I feel like Barkley's the man to fucking have, especially if you have a late-round pick. But then again, I don't fucking know what I'm talking about, because I haven't done any research. Not one bit of research. In fact, I think I'm just going to go in blind and just pick fucking, I don't know, names that I recognize from, like, people I know, and, like, even if it's not, like, the person I know, like, oh, I know Charles Barkley, so Barkley must be good. That's a good way to fucking draft your fantasy team, right? And I hope all you fucking assholes that are in my fantasy league, I hope every single one of you hears this and knows that I don't give one flying fuck about winning this league. Not one! So, and back to the chat. Mary is leaving us. Mary, I love you! I love you, Mary! So, bye-bye. Have a wonderful night. So, anyway. We're going to wrap this up here. And I just want to say that this is going to be an ongoing thing. I'm just going to record and put shit out. And hopefully it works. And if it doesn't, I don't fucking care, because it's cathartic for me to sit here and maybe go over my day or talk about how, I don't know, I'm confused about Christian Bale. You know, that's a legitimate concern for me. Again, this is Murder Swipe. You can reach us at murderswipe@gmail.com. murderswipe@gmail.com. Write me anything. You want to write me a letter? You want to confess your love for Christian Bale or Michael Keaton? Or you want to ask some questions? Just some random-ass questions. Or you just want me to talk about something. Or you just want me to read some funny-ass phrase live here on the stream. I guarantee I will do that. And also, if you are on Twitch, give me a follow, @PhillyPaycheck. That is the channel name, Philly Paycheck, at Twitch, and twitch.com. Bah, 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 bah. I'm really good at this shit. So give me a follow. Let me know I'm doing the right things here, or you want to see more content. Maybe you want to see me play a fucking game, or I don't know. Maybe you want to see me stand on my fucking head. I'll do whatever. I'm here to make you guys happy. Not really. Not really at all. This is just to feed the creative little, like, the creative bacteria in my brain. I need to do something in order to be a real person. So, that's it. That's all we have for tonight. So, I hope you all have a wonderful week, and continue to participate and engage and enjoy the world around you. That's it for now. I'm Johnny. Later.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.